With Montana news, I'm Megan Myskowski. The Montana House of Representatives has advanced a bill to prohibit zoning regulations that require housing developers to sell units at below market prices. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
House Bill 259 would bar local governments from adopting so-called inclusionary zoning rules, which aim to increase the stock of affordable homes by requiring a percentage of new houses be sold to low or moderate income buyers, sometimes into perpetuity. It passed a final vote in the House 64-35, with three Republicans joining Democrats in voting against it. Republican Representative Sue Vinton, the bill's sponsor, noted that Bozeman and Whitefish have this type of zoning already in place.
Despite the negative impact such an intrusive mandate has on the market, as well as cost shifting to other properties.
Representative Kelly Cordom, a Democrat from Bozeman, spoke in opposition to the bill, saying that a lack of affordable housing has reached crisis levels all over Montana.
The very least we can do on this issue is not make matters worse.
The bill will move on to the Senate for consideration. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.